Okay, Ricky, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Praise God. I love to hear what God is doing, and I love to hear, after so many years of really pressing in prayer, seeing the fruit of our prayers come forth, and it's so encouraging. Praise God. So I'm going to start us with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to share a few things that the Lord has put on my heart. So, Heavenly Father, thank you. I thank you for all of these praise reports. I thank you, Lord, that you are exposing the corruption. And I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing down the weight of communism from our nation. I thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. And when we follow your call and your commission, and when we pray according to your will, you answer our prayers, and those victories we give glory to you for. We thank you, Lord. I ask that you come and be with us tonight. Let your spirit come and settle things around us. Come, Lord, and just encompass our time together. In your precious name, amen. So tonight, I want to, it's almost a picking up from last week. I want to share several words that the Lord has given for the church, for the nation. This is what I did last week, rather, is I shared several words for the church, for the nation, for President Trump, regarding the election. And, in the time before that, the message was transitioning from wanderers to warriors. And really, tonight's message ties those together because victory and justice are coming. And we need to equip ourselves to be ready for that. And we need to not settle back and just let the victories come. Because there's, as we see the corruption unfold in front of us, and as we see it exposed, we have to know that there's tons more layers underneath that that must come up too. And so we've got to be committed to the complete eradication of this corruption from our nation. So, I thank you, Lord. It was in October, I think, that I talked about this when I first started talking about it, the preparatory work of prophecy. And, you know, there is a work that the Lord does through prophecy in the heart of the intercessor and the child of God. And the heart of that message I gave really was to bring us from wanderers to warriors. But if we can grab hold of the promises that God brings us through prophecy and pray them to fruition, and if we will really grab hold of what God is calling us to do, fear and doubt fall away because we learn to really trust God. I know from my own experience watching what's transpired over the last decade, over the last, 15 years, I've had my bouts of fear, and I've had to work through that. Because I've got kids, I've got grandkids, and I'm thinking about them growing up in this country. And this is it. There's no other country I'm going to go to, knowing what the Lord has said, yet it taking so long for us to see the answers to those prayers come forth. It was difficult. But over the last 5 years, the Lord has transitioned me to not be fearful. But when He speaks, to pray in faith. And even if I don't see the fulfillment of those words coming quickly, I continue to pray into them and trust Him for that fulfillment. And it's built endurance. It's built a fortitude within me that I can honestly tell you I didn't have 15 years ago. Even probably 13 years ago. This walk with the Lord is a journey, and the end goal is that we would finish our race stronger than we began it, and we would have fortitude to stand against all adversity, even if we're standing alone, to stand, trusting God with the promises He's given us. So tonight, I want to share a few more because I believe that they're really important for us to hold on to because they have to do more with the church. And things that are in the world, corruption that's in the world, and how they've infiltrated the church, we really need them to come out. We need to purify the church. So on Wednesday, I was in prayer. And the Lord began speaking to me actually to do this. So I asked Him which words, and I'll be sharing those tonight. But some of these are in process of being fulfilled. Some of them will be fulfilled if we stay on course in prayer. And we need to be reminded of God's promises, but we have to remember He has no problem with us reminding Him of His promises either. No problem with that whatsoever, because we keep those promises before the throne in prayer. Prophecy prepares us for the future. And it's not a new practice. If you look at the Old Covenant, we got 39 books there. They're written over the course of what, hundreds of years, but they cover about 4,000 years of time. There's about 351 prophecies, give or take, that Jesus fulfilled in his 33 years of life. Most of those, in the latter part of his life, but they are captured in the writings of just four gospels. But we don't even read until we get to the end of Luke 24 and John 20, that His own disciples who walked with Him throughout His ministry didn't recognize the fulfillment of these prophecies about Him, which, they, many of them would have memorized as young boys in yeshiva, Jewish school, until after He rose and spent those 40 days unpacking the scriptures to them. Think about that for a moment. They walked with Him, knew the prophecies, and didn't recognize after, especially after the crucifixion, didn't fully recognize and understand what those prophecies were, or that He actually fulfilled them until He unpacked the scriptures to them and laid it out for them. And so one thing I've come to learn in my life as the Lord has spoken to me, I mean, I will tell you without question, I know some people don't believe that that, you know, prophets exist or that God still speaks to the prophets because we have the Holy Spirit, but God does still speak to the prophets. That's the deception. And he does still speak to his prophets. And often, you know, these prophecies have dual meanings or layers of fulfillment. So when we go back to review a word that he's given, we're doing so to seek his face, pray into it, and help remind ourselves, the intercessors, whatever the situation is, why we need to continue to pray. And of course, to keep those promises before the face of the Lord until they're completely fulfilled. When he asks me, for example, to revisit them, it's to encourage you in the fight and remind you to remain engaged. This right now is our preparation season. And it also serves, here's the warning, to remind us not to become too comfortable in all of the victories that we're going to be hearing in the coming days and months. You know, between 2016 and 2020, there were so many victories that were coming. There were so many. And it was a prosperous time. And rather than stay engaged in intercession, people trickled away. People trickled away from church. People they faded because things were just so good. Those that really understood what President Trump was destined for, and what our nation, what God was doing in our nation. And we're going to come into some mighty victories, but we can't let up in our prayers. We are fighting for a nation. We are fighting for the nation that has the longest constitution of all the nations. There's, what, 190 nations right now? The average lifespan of a constitution is 17 years. And America has the longest standing constitution. We're fighting for a rare gem in history. We can't let up. And the momentum is here to take back our nation for the kingdom of God and utilize the blessings that will be coming forth to further his kingdom in the earth. And this should really seal upon our hearts the importance of not only holding on to the promises of God, but knowing them and letting them get established deep in our hearts so we can recognize them as he fulfills them in our lifetime. So we got to keep engaging. So the first one that I'm going to share is the eagle, the flag, and the five weights, which Daryl referenced at the beginning. The media is the first ball to fall. That's what the Lord told me. The Lord had given me a vision of an eagle, and he was flying, and he was weighed down, and he was holding a flag in his talons, and there were five weights. I could see who he was straining, but he was still flying strong. But there were five weights that were attached to the end of that flag, and he was pulling, I mean, he was really getting strong, pulling all of these weights. But in the vision, the first weight fell. And when it did, it triggered the rest. And those five weights are media, academia, bloodletting, which involves human trafficking and abortion, religion, not Christ-centered, but the occult, and then, of course, communism. And circling the flag was this spirit of deception. So with these weights that are on this flag, deception about America is just circulating around this whole image that I was seeing. And when the weights began to fall, the media fell, and the rest began to fall, and they fell rather quickly. The media is huge, so it will take time, but we will start seeing these other weights fall. And I believe we are seeing some of this already. But when all of those weights fell, that eagle took off, and it was like a sonic boom. And that eagle soared. And when he did, and he crossed the border of our nation, he flew from west to east, and he crossed the border of our nation, and it was a boom. There was this explosion, and it launched him forward. And there was, and he went across another nation. And when he did, the same explosion occurred, and another nation, and the same explosion occurred. And what was happening? I asked the Lord, what was happening? And he said, he's breaking the deception of communism. America was the last stand against tyranny. That's why they burn our flags in the streets in these Antifa riots. It's because it's the last stand against tyranny, and they know it. And so when America was set free, when that eagle was set free and began to fly in such a way of such strength, communism broke. The deception that is communism trying to take over the world began to come down over these nations. And so the fight is not just for America. The fight involves the setting free of many nations within the world. So, as we begin to watch this, and I heard Daryl, and all these layoffs are taking place, and I, you know, their little stocks are dropping and dropping and dropping. You know, we need to pray. We need to pray during this season of time of watching these weights fall. We need to pray for those replacements that God will use to fill these roles. We need to pray for the rods of righteousness. We talked about them last night. We need to pray for the new breed of believers to rise up, the new breed of journalists to rise up, the new breed of educators to rise up, and these new breed of politicians to rise up. And we have many that have just really taken America by storm in their fight, in their tenacity, and they've been emboldened by President Trump. They've been emboldened by Vance. They've been emboldened by those people that are taking such a strong stand for America. I saw yesterday that Sylvester Stallone introduced President Trump, and I saw a clip as today's Washington. And I had seen his first year in office, I had seen President Trump, and I had seen him I saw superimposed upon him, this was his first term in office, I had seen superimposed upon him Washington, his face. And I mean, this is, you know, 2017. And I wrote an article about what God was planning to use him for. But God has emboldened people to step into a place of the political realm, which we need. Christians, rods of righteousness, people of integrity. We need them to be fearless in this fight. Fearless, very vocal, like President Trump is, you know. Just like Vance is. Vance is very well spoken as well. Vivek, I mean, these people target the corruption head on. They're not afraid to do it. And this is what we need in our nation. So we need to pray that God will stir them up. And I really believe we need to see the church rise up in this realm. I really believe that, because we need to be influencing our nation at every realm. Now, Daryl just texted me, and he said there is a platform called Blue Sky that is from the enemy. It's competing with X now. So we need to be praying against Blue Sky. Because obviously, this is a platform where all the Democrats are going to flock to. So we need to be praying against things like this. And so, all right. So the next ones I'm going to share, there's going to be some overlap with these next ones, but there's something significant enough that the Lord, He called them out to me to share with you. So I'm going to share them anyway. Okay. So Wednesday, June 21st of 2023, the Lord. This one's the hammer of justice. Daryl just spoke on that. She shared that. And I had a vision of this huge hammer coming down on the nations. And when I asked the Lord what this was, He said, the hammer of justice is falling. And when the hammer of justice falls, we are all going to feel its force. It's going to fall in several realms, the media and entertainment. I believe we're seeing a lot of this now. The government and political realm. Again, the hammer of justice is falling on the Democrats and the communists. The educational industry. You know, the Department of Education, it has to come down. It's used to control what's taught to our children more than any other agency out there. It really needs to come down. The financial realm, the banking industry has got to be reset righteously. And I'll send this out, and you know, we'll of course be praying into these things as well. But I think it's important because if God has given you a burden over one area over another, you can take these things to the Lord and really press in as an intercessor on behalf because He's placed that burden on you for a reason. So the church, and I'll be speaking more about the church, the hammer of justice coming down on the church at the end. And then bloodletting, the hammer of justice coming down on bloodletting. And this, of course, again, is human trafficking and abortion. I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to try not to cry to. Yesterday, I saw a clip, and someone posted, and I went there to see, because someone sent me the link of Elon's tweet where he said the hammer of justice is coming. I thought, you know, someone said it sounds like Elon's been on our calls. I thought that was funny, but on his stream, in response to the hammer of justice, someone posted, this is what Democrats voted for, and it's a clip of a baby in the womb being aborted, fighting for its life as its limbs are ripped from its body. I didn't even realize that it was an abortion in process when I saw the video. I just thought it was a baby in the womb. And they were saying this is what the Democrats are fighting to do to continue. But it's actually a clip. Nothing will break your heart more than that. And that baby is fully formed. Fully formed. And we have several states in the nation that still allow abortion up to birth with no restrictions. I mean, California is one of them. So we really need to keep praying into that. All right. The next one, the hurricane of justice. The Lord gave me this. This was actually before the hammer of justice, and it was in October of 2021. And in this vision, it's been a long time since I've shared this, so I'm going to share a little bit of this. Again, I'll send this out so you have it. But the Lord took me through this experience, and He called it the hurricane of justice. And at that time, He said, justice is coming, and the church needs to prepare. He said, by the end of this season, and I believe we're still in the season, the fear of God will fall upon this nation like never before. This is a reverential fear and awe of God, one that makes man quake at the thought of sinning against God. And we desperately need this restored. If we had the fear of God in this nation, people wouldn't be doing abortions. People wouldn't be engaging in activity that they're trying to hide through abortion. People would not be touching children inappropriately. People would not be trafficking children if we had the fear of God. When he said to me that justice was coming, I felt these words reverberate through my body. It was a voice really of thunder. That's what it felt like I was right next to thunder. And he took me through this 7-band hurricane into the center and then back through those same bands to bring his justice on these issues. It was a very treacherous thing, but I was in him. He pulled me right up next to him. So I was in him in this as I experienced this. So I wasn't afraid of the storm. It was really intense, but I was not afraid of the storm. And so he said that there's going to be 7 waves of justice coming to the nation, and when it comes, it'll sweep across the land. We'll all feel the justice of God as he brings it down. Those in him will be anchored, they'll be safe, and they'll be protected. But the fear of God, that will fall upon us all. And I'm telling you, the church needs this. It's not just the world that needs this. The church needs the fear of God. So the 7 waves of justice of President Trump, we're in this wave now, seeing him restored, watching his cabinet picks, seeing the media lose their ever-loving minds. Yep, that feels a lot like justice right now. But they are afraid of what's coming. The church, and we're seeing this on both sides. Righteous churches are rising. Those in sin are being dealt with. The unborn slaughtered at will. And we've got to keep praying on this at the state levels, just like I just shared about that baby, that picture. And I'm going to tell you something, and this isn't necessarily the most popular thing to say, but we cannot blame politicians for where this nation stands on life. They sure do push it. Yep, that's true. But that really falls at the feet of the church. If the church had a stand on life, and if the church got involved like it should, we would be a pro-life nation. But statistics show that a good chunk of the church believes that abortion is okay up to the first trimester. Another chunk of the church believes that the Bible has nothing to say about abortion or about life in the womb. And so they're just indifferent. This really falls at the feet of the church, and we're the heartbeat of the nation. And if our heart was beating for life like it should, it would influence our cities and our states and ultimately our nation. Victims of COVID-19. This includes those who've lost family members, jobs, businesses, vaccine mandates, and the economy as a whole. We're seeing RFK and Vivek deal with this now, and they're going to tear that up, let me tell you. Elected officials who are not in their rightful place. I had a dream, and we shared this before, of indictments. There were about 200 indictments a judge was signing, and I still have no idea what this will look like in the end. I keep bringing it before the Lord, asking him for revelation. But in a second dream, the Lord gave me, I think it was in the end of September, about those two judges that have evidence of 2020 voter fraud, but they were afraid to release it. I believe these things will seal the fate of the Democrat platform once and for all when it's finally released. The next one was Blood of the Martyrs, past and present. And if we look at, you know, those, and Mom has shared this for years, that, you know, those babies that are aborted, they're martyrs. They're martyrs. So that's first on our list. But if we look at the pullout in just recent times, the pullout in Afghanistan, the death of Ashley Babbitt, Corey Compertori, along with living martyrs like the J6 defendants, President Trump, Mike Lindell, Steve Bannon, those arrested by the Biden DOJ for praying outside abortion clinics, parents who speak out at school board meetings, and so on. Justice is coming for them. We can't forget about this weak Biden administration and how that's led to the Ukrainians, the Russians, Israeli, and Palestinians, all the deaths on these on these lands because of this administration, along with our own citizens here who've been killed by fentanyl overdoses or gang members who've crossed our borders illegally. I'm telling you, justice is coming. And then our flag burned mercilessly in the streets, especially in 2020. Now, remember what I said, the flag represents an adamant stand against tyrannical rule. So with each wave, the fear of God fell in greater measure. And we can see this happening in the swamp today. And Daryl had mentioned that last night. So the more screaming they do, we know that Trump is picking the right people. And, you know, why is this important that the fear of God returns? Well, because when the fear of God returns to our nation, it compels legislative change by the citizens of the land. That's what happens. So this next one is August 23rd of 2023, and this is the America's Red Sea moment approaches. I may have to finish this next week. I think what I'll do is I will give you the titles of these, and all right, buckle up. All right, so you know, as I shared, we are going to pass through God's justice, and you know, the Lord's desire is to expose systems and ideology that have muddied God's people. And it's really true that over time we've involved ourselves with certain ideologies that we were never meant to be engaged in as Americans, but especially as believers. And these things make us vulnerable to recapture, and God wants to truly set his people. The Lord gave me a word, November 2020, that America's Red Sea moment was coming. And I thought it was for then, for then. And this was after the election. We were still waiting for the results, praying feverishly. And to be honest, I believe that the last 4 years have exposed the corruption that represents everything opposed to God, America, and our freedom as a nation. And it has been a very necessary season. It has been a very necessary season. So let's look at some of the ideology that God is dealing with in our day. And I'm just going to touch on the headlines of these, and then maybe we can talk more about those in the coming weeks. But these really are social justice, and they're born out of cultural Marxism that's released into the nation. It really has nothing to do with the justice of God. It is social justice. You hear the term social justice warriors. That is a cultural Marxist term, and it is used to sway the nation through corporatism. It's used to sway legislation by corporations, and the influence, it's all Marxism. They could not take our nation. And see, they realized they couldn't take our nation as long as we're a God-fearing nation. And so they sought to underhandedly come through, capture our youth, and then sway our nation down this path of cultural Marxism. All right, so I'm going to just list these off very quickly. Black Lives Matter. That's definitely a Marxist organization. DEI, that's diversity, equity, inclusion. And I will, the Lord gave mom actually an experience where she saw Marxism. She asked me about it, so I began talking to her. And so I talked to her about DEI. So we might do like a session on that and help unpack that a little bit more. Anybody in the corporate world, you fully understand this because you had to go through the training. The LGBTQ plus movement, that's the third thing. And then the Q is the biggest thing because that's what they're using through gender affirming. Obama was responsible for that term. They cut off funding for any school that received federal funding that did not implement gender-affirming curriculum into their schools. I mean, that was a big thing for Obama, and Biden reinstituted all of that when he took office. Critical race theory. Now, let me stop here for a second, because every one of these things I'm sharing, the church has brought in. See, that's the thing. The church has allowed these things behind their platforms. The church has invited cultural Marxists to come in and teach them how racist they are. That's what they've done. They have invited the LGBTQ community in. There's a website you can go to so that you can be sure to find an inclusive or gay-affirming church. The church has allowed this to come in. And if our Red Sea moment is approaching, God is going to deal with these things. We need to get this stuff out of our church. All right, critical race theory. It's another neo-Marxist ideology. And this one, you know, teaches us how racist we are. And it really persecutes children. It's, I mean, there was this whole window of time where this was being taught in schools. It's horrible what they have done under that platform alone. Again, churches have brought Marxists in at $40,000 a pop to teach them how racist they are. The climate crisis, you know, this is part of the Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050, and it's used to manipulate government. It's used to manipulate the people. I mean, you hear people talk all the time about the environment, and I'm not against the environment, but they really are manipulating and using this climate, quote-unquote, climate crisis to try to, and Al Gore has made buku bucks off of that, by the way. But they are using this to try to, and it's really draining people. I'm going to tell you an example. Here in California, they just passed, after the election, but before the new, because we flipped several seats in California, before the new Senate comes in, or the new House comes into California, they passed an additional 65-cent gas tax, which is a climate gas tax. So we are up to $2 per gallon that we here in California will be paying in 2026 for the climate crisis. How are middle-class families and lower-income families supposed to pay for that? You know, this is how they nickel and dime this. And it's a punishment for having a gas-powered car. So anyway, so the next area is the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, and this is because there's a two-tiered justice system, and I know I'm racing through these things because I'm looking at the clock and realizing we need to get to prayer, and I apologize for that. So I'll come back on these things, though. But the key here is that because the Lord says the Red Sea moment is coming, because he says this, we've got to make sure this is out of our church. This is out of our hearts. These areas are Marxist areas that are we're holding on to. And if the hammer of justice is coming, if the hurricane of justice is coming, if the Red Sea moment is coming, and we are on the cusp of, with the momentum of this election, of really being able to strip this nation of this garbage, it's got to be out of our hearts first. So we have the media, academia, we have bloodletting, and we have artificial intelligence. You know, and I know people have asked me about Elon because of his whole AI operation. And I'm going to tell you, Elon sat in front of Congress and warned Congress for almost two decades about AI. And he said to them, if you don't put some kind of government restrictions on this, it's going to get out of hand. And they didn't. And then Google released ChatGPT into the open market, and that thing has been learning like crazy. It was contained for a long time to maybe 30 employees at Google, but they released it. The head of Google was adamantly opposed to releasing it onto the open web. It was in a contained area at Google. When they did that, he resigned because he knew the dangers of doing so. Elon's efforts right now are to try to combat that, because he said if we let this loose, it will take over the world. His desire is to combat it. So these plagues are symbolic, really, of a communist ideology. And many of them have, you know, say they've got religious affiliations. But they really represent a world without God. And it's a world that worships the creature rather than the creator. A world of man-made ideologies that bring destruction to the character and relationship among people of this nation, particularly penetrating the minds and the hearts of our young people. And it's God's desire for these issues to be completely eradicated from our hearts as well as the church. So God has used this time under this fraudulent Democrat-run government to expose the darkness in these arenas and provide us the opportunity for the children of God to understand the dangers of the ideology before he takes them out, and give us the opportunity to have them removed from our hearts as well. And so today, our Red Sea moment is here. We've got the White House, the Senate, the House, and on top of that, we have the Supreme Court. Everything is in place. Our Red Sea moment is here. The hammer of justice is falling. We're going through the seven waves of the hurricane of justice, and the weights are going to fly off of that eagle. So when we prepare to walk across the seabed of that Red Sea, we need to leave deceptive ideologies behind us, because I'm telling you, we're not going to be able to carry them with us. God will deal with it. God will deal with it. Why? Because God is preparing a new America, and really America that's going to go back to our roots. If you read about the Founding Fathers, if you listen to what's his name at Wall Builders, man, he's brilliant. As he shares the truth about our Founding Fathers, our history, that they have tried to erase from us, by the way. If you listen to the truth, David Barton at Wall Builders, if you read Bill Federer's books, you will fall in love with America again. Did America make mistakes? Yep. Mom shared that last night. God is giving us an opportunity to right this ship. He's giving us an opportunity to engage with what he's doing with President Trump and all of those that President Trump is selecting to work with him. To engage in the spirit while they work in the natural. And it's so important that we, as intercessors especially, pray for the church to be ready for this season of time. That we, as intercessors, stay the course and we do not let up. That we don't take advantage and become lax in our intercession. Because I believe, and you know, I really do believe this, that in President Trump's first term, so many people became so comfortable in the prosperity that we gained under his presidency. We stop pressing in the way we should. And I think it's very important that we remember we are no longer wanderers. We are warriors, and warriors always stay ready for the fight. We always stay ready to take the land. Always. Father, I just thank you for this time, and I know I've rushed, and I just ask, Lord God, just for your grace, and that you would take these things and just let them sit in our heart and of the many things that I mentioned, Lord, that you would give us all one or two or three that we are really passionate about, and that we would stay faithful to pray those things through the complete victory. That you would help us to see and understand the importance of remaining now warriors in this fight. And that we have a nation to save. We have a nation to take back many areas of land within our nation. Many regions and many areas in our nation need to be taken back for you. Help us, Lord God, to stay the course. In your precious name, amen. So I want to, I'm sorry, I heard someone come off mute. Is that you, Mom? Or is that you, Daryl?
Yeah, I just turned my mic on. Thank you.
Okay, good, good, good. So I just wanted to... So Mom is going to come, and she's going to share something so important. So please, I know you've heard someone talking at you for quite some time now. Please, please give her your utmost attention and just listen to her with your heart. And she has things to share that are going to help us in this time and help us to pray for her as well. So thank you, Mom. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I, too, want to thank everyone that has led in prayer tonight. You've all prayed beautiful prayers, and I believe you've prayed the heart of God. So thank you. And I thank all of the intercessors from my heart. Daryl will want to do that later also, but I just want you to know how I feel. That you stay with us and you stand in the gap with us against the ongoing warfare that is being constantly fed by the communists and the Marxists in this country. Stand in the gap, our friends, and we will win. Completely, if we do. I was going to read something to you tonight to try to give you just kind of a bird's eye view of circumstances here at home. But I've decided not to do that, just to ask you that Satan has been trying to launch at us I guess you'd call it a payback for what God's done. But he's not going to win, and we'd like you to begin to pray with us even this coming week, just every day as you go into your prayer closet, remember us before the Lord because the battle is great right now, but nevertheless, we're going to keep plugging on. He's not going to stop us as he thinks he is. We've been through it before. We're going through it again. But because we're doing specifically what God has asked us to do, he's going to bring us through. So please just continue standing in the gap against the plans of the enemy on behalf of the team leadership and the intercessors. Thank you very much. Okay, Daryl.